Today is Daf Tes. We are on Daf Tes. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 lines down. And where it says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, here we go. My Dichsiv, what does it mean when it says, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim, fearing Hashem will increase days, Ushnos Rishayim, and the years of the Rishayim, Tikat Tzarna, will be cut off. Right? This is a pasuk in Mishlei. So, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim, Zem Mikdash Rishon. This is the first temple, the first Beis HaMikdash. Sha'amad Arba Meir Ve'esem Shanim. It stood for 410 years. V'lo Shimshubo Elo Yudches Kahanim Gedolim. And there were only 18 Kahanim Gedolim. 18 Kahanim Gedolim. So, the problem is that there's a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim which lists all the Kahanim Gedolim. And there are not 18. There are only 8. And they are Azariah, Amariah, Achitov, Tzadok, Shalom, Chilkiah, Azariah, Hasheni, Syria. So the Gemara says 18, only 8. Pasuk says 8. Tosfos answers, here's the Tosfos answers. Tosfos says that, first of all, some changed the Girsa to 8. That's why there's a little Aleph next to the 18. So they changed it from 18 to 8. Some say, Tosfos' answer is, first of all, there's a ninth. There was somebody named, his name was Yehotzadok. He was the son of Saria. He was the last one, is 9. What?
He was exiled, so
he don't count. Yehotzadok was exiled?
Yeah.
That's not the, no, I'm sorry, that's the king.
Okay.
That's Sidkiyahu.
So he was at the end.
So you have 9, plus 9 Sigans, and you have 18. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, 9 plus 9 is 18. So then Tosfos asks, look at the Tosfos, the big one, of Lo Shimshu Bo El Yuches Kahanim. It's about 5 lines down, where Tosfos says, well, V'im Tomar, if you're counting the Sigans to get to the number 18, now by the way, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, that by the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, there was 300 Kahanim. So if that's true, there should be 600. If you're counting the Sagans, there should be 600 Kahanim Gedolim. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? If you're counting Sagans by the first, count Sagans by the second. So by the first, there were 18, only 9. But the Sagans was the assistant, right? 18.
Well, there's some Sagans who became...
So Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar, Im Kein, by Yesheni, by the second base of Mikdash, Nechshav Nami Sagani Kahani. Count the Sagans too. Im Kein, Havali Lameimar, Karv L'Shesh Mios Kahanim Gedolim Shashim Shubo. They were close to 600, not 300, 600. And Tosfos gives the following answer. V'yish Lomar, Halo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Did Bibayis Rishon, in the first base of Mikdash, Nokit Shaper Yudches Hain, V'sagi Nehon, and the Sagans, L'Ravcha Demilsa, that's the biggest number you're going to get. You can't get more than 18. There's only 9 of them, plus the Sagans will give you the biggest number possible, which is 18. Dafilum Tim Salomar. Even if you want to say, E halalu E Efshar Shalira Onus Akon Gadol Beyom Kippur Echad, Mikal Hashanim Halalu. It never happened that Akon Gadol was Tameh or something where he had an accident or he was sick. Never happened Yom Kippur. Even if you want to say that, Shu Mishamish Beguna Gadola, Nim to Sagan Mishamish Tachtav, Afal Pikin, Lohayalu Avchal Demilsa, Afilu El Yuches. You'll never have more than 18. Even if it happened that he was sick or wasn't sick, you're never going to have more than 18. So it's a shevach. I got you the biggest number possible in such a long amount of years. The biggest number is only 18. It's a very small number. So we're going to count the Sagans because it's a bigger shevach.
Divrei Yamim lists 23.
No, Divrei Yamim in Perek, in Divrei Yamim in Perek Hey, Pasuk Mem Aleph.
Take a look at the appendix on the stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. One sec. We're going to get to that. The Kolshkein, Yamin Le'ir Psula Kohen Gadol Debar Tzulahen. And for sure, if no one ever got Pasul, it's less than that. Avon Vayesheni, given to call Echad Lo Yotzi Shnaso, since no Kohen Gadol finished out his year, Nakat Gimel Meos, L'Ravcha Demilsa. Now, 300 is L'Ravcha Demilsa. It's not the biggest number, but it's the most stark number. That's what it is. It's the starkest number. Dafilum Tim Tzolomah Demistama La Lo Shimesh Haskan Tachtav. Mistama, the Sagan never ruled. Never did anything. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol only was there for 1 year. Kivin Shohoi Kohen Gadol El Yom HaKippur Mechad Milsa Delo Shechichahu Shebo Biyom Ira Onis V'shimish Sagan Otachtav. The whole Kohen Gadol was only there for Yom Kippur. So that's a funny thing. The one day he wants to be there, that day he got sick? Unlikely. Afilu Hachi L'chal HaPachos Karvel Gimel Meos Havi. It was still close to 300. That tells us his first answer. In other words, why does the first Beis HaMikdash mention the Sagans? Because it's the starkest number. Why does the second Beis HaMikdash not mention the Sagans? That's the starkest number. Then he says, Inami, another answer. The answer, nearly, the Yud Ches Kahanim, Da'al Kamar, Hainu Mipinchas Ve'elech. Yeah, if you include the time from Pinchas, and the whole Mishkan time, then you'll get to 18. Where did 80 come from? We'll see in a second. When it says the first Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash itself, it means from Pinchas till the Beis HaMikdash. And look at the second to bottom line of Tosfos, in the middle of the line. There's a sifri that says there were 80 kahanim in the second Beis HaMikdash. 80 kahanim. Ubi Yerushalmi Ikonami Hachiva Amrila Pei Aleph, 81. Amrila Pei Beis, Amrila Pei Gimel. Some say 82, 83. Not 600, not 300. Ushmaitza Amri Gimel Meos Yesh Lomar Hasam Lokachashal Kahanim Shiatsumi Ibi Pinchas. Only 80 came from Pinchas' line. The other 220 were from someone else. Let's see, Lazar and Isamar, right? One is Pinchas' father, one's not Pinchas' father. Pinchas' father is a Lazar. So 80 came from a Lazar, Pinchas, and the other 220 came from Isamar.
The change came over during time of David, not later on.
Okay, second Mesa Mikdash, it was
300.
So if you count the lineage, who was his great-grandfather, this Kohen? Oh, it was Pinchas. That one wasn't Pinchas. So it came out, there were only 80 of them. There were 81 or 82 or 83. Yeah, of course. No, they were still Kahanim. They were still Kahanim who bought it. It wasn't a Yisrael who bought it or a Levi. It was a Kohen. So I don't know what you need to know that for. That it came from. What's the difference? What do you need to know that for? Why do we need to know that? I don't know. Now, Ushnos Risham Tikatar, and I'm in the first wide line of the Gemara. Zem Mikdashini, Sha'amad, Dalav Meos Ve'esrim Shana. It stood for 420 years. More than 300 Kahanim Gedolim were there. Tehmehem, Mem Shana, 40 years, Sheshamash, Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was for 40 years. In Pirkei Avos, the Rav says that Shimon HaTzadik was the first Kohen Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash. That's a little bit of a difficult thing to understand historically. He says he was the first Kohen Gadol after Ezra HaSofer. It's a little hard to understand, right? No, the Rav says that. The Rambam says it also. In the Akdamah to Yad Chazaka, the Rambam says it also. Shimon HaTzadik was the first Kohen Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash. It's hard to understand that. Then, Shmonim, Sheshimesh, Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Then there were 80 years Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol, and he became Tzaduki. There's 80 years. 80 plus 4 is 120. That's 300 years left. Now, Eser, Sheshimesh, Yishmol ben Pabi. There were 10 years of Yishmol ben Pabi. Va'amri le, Yud Aleph Sheshimesh, Rulazah ben Charsim. And some say there was 11 years of this person. So, Mikan ve'elech, Tevech HaShok, Olechad ve'echad lehoti shana. So, how many years are left? About 300. A little less. 280, 270, 280, 290. So, it's about one a year, and you have about 300. Okay? Now, why do we need to know this? Well, just to show how corrupt they were. Yeah, okay. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta. Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta, the word Turta is a cow, right? So there's a story over here. This Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta was not Jewish. He was a non-Jew, and they bought a cow. He bought a cow or something. And he bought a cow from a Jew. And the cow wouldn't work on Shabbos. And he came back to the Jew and he told the Jew that the cow doesn't work on Shabbos. On Saturday, it doesn't work. So the Jew said, okay, I'll come over there and I'll get it to work. And he comes over to the guy, to the Shabbi Yochanan Maturta's house, and he whispers in the ear of the cow, I don't own you anymore. So there's no issue, you don't have to keep Shabbos anymore. I don't own you anymore. You live to this guy now. Sure enough, after that happened, the cow worked on Shabbos. So this fellow, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Torta, said to him, what happened over there? What happened? So he says, by me, he didn't work on Shabbos. He didn't realize that he was a new owner. So I told him, you have a new owner. He was so nispal from that story, he became a ger. And that's why they called him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Torta. Why they call him Yochanan? I don't know. That's why they called him Yochanan Ben Torta. Anyway, b'bnei ma charva Shiloh. Why was Shiloh destroyed? Mibnei shehayu b'ba shnei devarim. There were two reasons. Gilu arayos u'bizayon kajim. Gilu arayos and bizayon of kajim. Two random things. Well, Gilu arayos not so random. Bizayon kajim, like they have, what does that mean? Gilu arayos detziv ve'eli zakein ma'od. Eli was very old. And v'shama that he heard as kol asher yasun banav l'chol Yisrael. And he heard what his children were doing. V'esasher yishkavun es hanashim hatzavos b'pesach olmoid. How he had, how his children were sleeping with women in the Pesach olmoid. Okay, so before we get to the sleeping with women, which sounds crazy, in the Olam Moed of all places. So why does the pasuk have to say that Eli was very old? This is an unbelievable vart from the Medrash. The Medrash says because a segula to be old fast wasn't even so old. How old was he? Oh, he was old. Taka, he was old. A segula to be old is to be angry at your children all the time. And Eli had this anger at his children. It made him old before his time. It made him very, very old. Because he was Makai in that negative segula, right? If anyone says that Eli's children did that, it's wrong. They didn't do that. So why does the pasuk say they did do that? You have that by many places. But you have it by Reuven. By David you have it. Yeah, we have it by Reuven. So it says Reuven slept with Bilhah. Didn't sleep with her. All he did was move the bed. But the Torah says he slept with her. You have it by David HaMelech. Who else do you have it by? You have it by Shlomo, by Yoshiyahu. You have it by these random... The pasuk says this. No, it's not true. Whoever says David spoke Lashon Hara, but the pasuk says he did that. Why did the pasuk say that if it's not true? No, no. Umitoch, sheshoes kinehem. No, what they did was, they weren't in such a rush to bring the karbanos. So a woman thought, oh, I've been tummy for, I had a baby. I was tummy for all this time. I can't be with my husband. Now I'm finally able to be with my husband. I have to bring the karbanos. Tonight I can be with my husband finally. No, they schlepped, bringing the karbanos, the woman couldn't be with her husband. That's what they did wrong. So the Torah considers that so bad, it's as if they had an adulterous affair. The Torah considers it. The Navi. So why write that? It doesn't even mean that.
Because the reason why they did that is because they were more interested in shechet korbanos, and they get more meat.
That's the next thing. Right. That's the next thing. The next thing is they would be bizarre and kachim. They were interested in meat. But here, they just were not. They were lazy. Oh, I'll bring it tomorrow. So what's one more night? Big deal.
Yeah,
that's not the right attitude.
They were interested in the birds because the birds went in mapping.
Right.
And they lay there. So these women couldn't...
I understand. So is it true that they had an affair with women in the floor of the Beis HaMikdash? That's not, in the Mishkan? That's not true. That's what the pasuk says. How does the pasuk say it like that?
Yeah, right.
So, why, right? So the answer given by who gives this answer? What? The Masifta, yeah. He says, maybe there's a better answer, I don't know. He says that because you can't learn Torah and Navi without a Rebbe. Without a Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe. And the Torah purposely will say things that are not true. That's no normal thing to say. They'll say things that are not true or that are very exaggerated to the point of not being true. Just so you know, you just have to learn with a Rebbe. Okay, let's give another answer. Why would the Torah write that they slept with these women? They didn't sleep with them. They delayed, they slept, and then the woman couldn't be with her husband that night, the next night. So there was a delay. Such a terrible avera. The Navi says, they were mezana with them. Like it's like some kind of adultery.
If they were written exactly what happened, you look at it, not that this disagrees with your answer, but if you look at it, you would say, okay, so it's not that bad. The Torah goes and tells you, shocks you at how bad
right.
It was.
Right. It's a similar answer. Right.
Okay, and what about Bezayon Kodshim? What about that one? Tichsiv, it says, yeah. V'gam b'terem yiktiru nesachelev. Before they bring the korbanos, ubo anar kohen, v'amar l'ish hazoveach tina basar litzlos l'kohen. V'luikach b'mcha basar mevushal kiim chai. They didn't want to wait for it to cook, the ones that are raw. V'amar elav ha'ish, k'tar yiktiru n'kiyom ha'chele ha'cholav, ha'chelev. V'kach l'cha kasher tav v'nafshecha, v'amar lo kiyata titein, v'imlo l'kachti b'chazaka, basically, all they wanted was meat. They're forcing people to bring korbanos so they can have meat. That's a bizarre. Okay. Now we have a super famous Gemara. Mikdash Rishon ibn Macharav. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And the answer is, ibn Gimel Dvarim Shahayubo. Three reasons. Avodah Zarah, Gilor Raius, Mishvichas Damim. Which is an amazing thing if you think about it. The first Beis HaMikdash had open miracles. And the big three? Such a difficult Gemara. You know, the second Beis HaMikdash was a Sinas Chinam. Okay, we're all guilty of that. It's a very, very hard thing to draw the line. People murdered people? Murder? Gil Arayas, I hear, is a taiva. Murdering people? It's difficult to understand. Avodah Zarah Dichsiv. Avodah Zarah, because it says in the Pasuk, which Pasuk is this? It's in Yeshaya. Ki kasar hamatza, because the bed was very narrow, mihishtareya, from stretching out. Very narrow bed. My kasar hamatza mihishtareya, what does that mean? The bed was narrow from stretching out. Amar B'Yochanan, kasar matza, the bed was narrow, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. Ze, mihishtareya lalav shnei reyim ke'echad. The Beis HaMikdash couldn't handle two opposing two friends, meaning Hashem and Avodah Zarah. You can't have two of them. The bed was too small for that. Couldn't fit so many people into that bed. The Beis HaMikdash couldn't handle that. So meaning Avodah Zarah is one of the reasons that it got destroyed. Esks ben Yoyada, how could you call the Avodah Zarah Hashem's friend? What kind of crazy thing is that? Hashem's friend? So the Ben Yoyada says, no, it doesn't mean Hashem. It doesn't mean Hashem and Avodah Zarah. It means the Kohen that worshipped Hashem and the Kohen that brought Avodah Zarah in there. They were friends. The two guys. Two Kahanim are friends. One served Hashem, and one served the Avodah Zarah. They couldn't have that. Hashem couldn't handle that. That's one shot. V'hamesacheya tzara kehisnathes. That means that the cover is too narrow for snuggling. Right? The covers were too small. What does that mean? Amar b'shmol bar nachmini, kimat Rabbi Yochanan, Yonas and Haikra, bachi. When Rabbi Yonas read that pasuk, he cried. Amar, he said, man dechsiv bei, Koneis Kaneid Mehayom, right? He's the one who made unbelievable miracles by the Yamsuf. Nathazel Mesachet Zara. He's too now small to doesn't have covers to cover himself. He has to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What a busha. Gilu Arayos, Dichsiv, Fiyomer Hashem. Hashem said, Yan Kigavu Benos Tzion. The Benos Tzion went. V'telachna netuyos garon, and they went with an outstretched garon, means a neck. Umaskeros enayim, they put on a makeup on the eyes. Halach v'tafuf telachna baraglehen, and they went and walked with their feet, you know, in a provocative way. V'tichasena, to ensnare the men. Now, if you look at the pasuk, this pasuk, the pasuk says, "Biraglehem," with a mem. That's how the pasuk reads. The Gemara changed it to a nun. Biraglehem means men. It's a lashon zachar, right? Here, with a nun, it looks like it's a lashon nekeva. But really, the pasuk has a lashon zachar. So why would the pasuk have a lashon zachar? We're talking about the women. The women got all dressed up to go out into the street to get men to sing with them. That's basically what the pasuk's saying, right? They got dressed up, they look pretty, they're looking, giving a look, come hither look, all the bad things that women are doing. And then it says, Baragle, they walk with their provocative way, Baragle hen. But the pasuk is Baragle hem. Says the Ben Yehoyada, says the Rishash, the reason why he says it with a mem, is okay, the pasuk here is, the Gemara changed it, it should be changed. It's not a nun, it's a mem. To let you know, don't blame the Beis HaMikdash as Chorban on women. The men also were bad. Rob Lehend also chasing the women. Don't blame it on women. Yeah, the women were doing that. It was a two-way street. They're both at fault. To clue you in, the Pasuk throws in the mem. The men also were running. Don't just blame it on women. Yan, so the Pasuk says, Yan ki gavoa benos Sion. What does that mean? Shayamahalchos arucha betzad ksara. They walked in some kind of provocative way. Short and walking long. I don't know exactly what that is. It was some provocative way to attract men. Fatilachna natios garon. They went with a haughty neck. Shayamahalchos become a zakufa. Upright, and so, again, in some kind of provocative way. Umasakros enehem. What does that mean? That means, the havu melayin kuchla enehem. They put on some eye makeup. Halach v'tafuf telachna, which means, shoy mahalchos eke b'tad godel. Again, they walk with their heel next to their feet. Some kind of, again, a provocative way of walking. Ubrag lehen teachasna. Again, the Gemara puts a nun there. It's not really true. Amr v'yitzchak, shoy mevios mor v'afar simon. They took different perfumes. Umanichos b'mena alehen. And they put them in their shoes. Ukishimagios etzel b'chure Yisrael, and they walk by the boys, boatos, they would somehow trigger the perfume, umatizos alehen, and it would go out into the air, umachnis and behem yetahara ke'eres b'ka'os. And then what happened is, the yetahara would overpower these boys, and they would sin with our eyes. As we said, don't just blame the women, the men were guilty too. Shvichas damim. What about Shvichas Damim? People murdering people? Dechiv, it says, V'gam dam naki shafach manah shahar b'ma'od. A lot of blood spilled. Ad asher mole yetzi Yerushalayim peh lepeh. It filled Yerushalayim from end to end. Okay? Terrible. Avol mikdash sheni.
Can I
tell you? Yeah.
The article brings a draft from Rabbi Aaron Cutler.
Yeah.
That says, it wasn't so much that this was going on right, but because the Torah leaders didn't really appreciate Torah in the way that they should have done, they weren't making Birkas HaTorah. Even though these things go on in all populations, it was made worse.
Okay, so in other words, there wasn't rampant murder going on.
Right.
But it was a little, even one murder, but no one appreciated the Torah the right way.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, that's a nice drasha. Some of the Gemara says, but okay, that's very nice. In other words, it was so bad, the respect for Torah was so bad,
right,
that even if one guy murdered somebody, it was as if it was rife murder. Okay, fair enough. Listen to this. Avol mikdash sheni, second base on mikdash, shoye oskim batorah, u mitzvos, u gemilos chasadim. These guys have it all. Ibnimach harav, how is it destroyed? Nendei shehoyshelo sinas chinam. Because it has sinas chinam. Lulamdecha, that sinas chinam is equivalent to the big three. Avodah zarah, gila raios, ushvichas damim. It's equivalent to the big three. How could it be? How could it be? There's a lot to say here. You could spend the whole Tisha B'Av Torah. I pulled out last night my Tisha B'Av Sefer. What does that mean? That they learn Torah and chesed and mitzvos, but they had sinas chinam? It just means parsha. Well, don't hate your brother. Right? The Chavetz Chaim, the first page of the Chavetz Chaim says, that's Lashon Hara. Speak bad of people, you're always trying to slander people. Yeah, hate them also in your heart, even if you don't slander them, you're also Chaim. Right? But hating them in your heart is usually not where it stops. It usually gets expressed some way. What way? Lashon Hara. That's how it gets expressed. It doesn't stay there. I hate that guy. You tell people you hate that guy. Why do you hate him? For whatever reason. There's a whole... spend 2 hours on what does it mean chinam? Mamish for no reason? I hate that guy for no reason? Or is any reason no reason? Right? What do you hate him for? Because that's why you hate him? It's not a reason. So chinam doesn't mean no reason. That's ridiculous. I hate that guy for no reason? I don't even know the guy. Why would I hate him? Well, of course there's a reason. But the reason's not a reason. So listen to this unbelievable vart from the Netziv. The Netziv says, what is it? Tell me about how the Netziv was a prophet. The Netziv says, what do you mean? They have Torah and mitzvos and chesed and they hated people? What kind of thing is that? How do you hate people if you have all this Torah and mitzvos and chesed? What are you hating people for? So says the Netziv, there's one type of person you're allowed to hate. Who's that? a Russia. A Russia you're allowed to hate. Says the Netziv, who's everyone hating? He's a Tzaduki. Of course I hate him. He doesn't believe in Torah and Hashemayim. Well, how do you know he's a Tzaduki? What do you mean, how do I know? Look at him. He doesn't do this like I do. He doesn't do this like I do. He doesn't do this like me. He's a little bit like that. He's a little bit like that. All the sinna started out with Shem Shemayim. Big Tzaddikim, Torah, Chesed, it all started out with Shem Shemayim. Him? Him, of course I hate him. He's a Russia. He's an Akhtikores. He's a Tzaduki. Of course I'm allowed to hate him. Amazing vart. Right? And from that, what do you get from that? You get the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody was so quick. It's a flaw. But it's not a stira. Of course, they learned Torah. Everything's a Shem Shemayim. I hate that guy. He's a Tzaduki. How do you know he's a Tzaduki? You examined him. You went to the Beis HaMikdash. You saw what he did in the what his Yom Kippur would look like. He didn't do this with the Anon and the smoke. You know, Tzaduki, as we said many times, Tzadukim and the regular Pirushim, which is what we are, there were very few differences. Very few, a handful of differences. And most of them were temple-related. Tzaduki's Shabbos was just like your Shabbos. His Kashrus was just like yours. His Taras HaMashpacha was just like yours. Oh, there are a few things about what do you call it? About the Beis HaMikdash, a few changes. Maybe their Shavuos was on a different day than yours. That could be true. Because it was, that could be true. The tefillin was different. But it was 90% the same. Right?
Yeah.
So what happened? It was the same tefillin. Just put in a different, the same tefillin. How could it be the same tefillin? What? It was not in the same spot.
It wasn't black.
How do you know?
Was that to me? No,
so we remember what we said?
Right.
So people think that a Tzaduki means somebody that didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's not true. They believe in Torah Shebaal Peh the same way as me and you. If they didn't, there'd be no tefillin. What does tefillin even mean? Without Torah Shebaal Peh, tefillin doesn't mean anything. Totafos Beinei Necha. What does that mean? They had the same Besorah as we did. One difference. If the Torah said straight out like this, doesn't mean something else. So the Torah says Beinei Necha. Don't tell me it means over here. Beinei Necha means Beinei Necha. What's Beinei Necha? The exact same tefillin as me and you. That they believed. It's very, 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 very...
They were much closer than, say, reformists to...
Much closer, much closer. No, 100%. Now, this is maybe how it started. So it might have degraded into being like what we would call today somebody reform. It might have degraded into that.
Right.
That's not how it started.
Right?
They just couldn't understand. It says B'yom HaRishon. Don't tell me it means the day after. Yom HaRishon means Sunday. That's the only time they would have an issue. Right? The only time they had an issue was when the Torah says one thing and we learned it somewhere else, something else. What did they say about Ayin Tachazayin? They poked at someone's eye? I don't know.
Yeah.
They did? The Mamash poked at someone's eye? So that's how it started. I hate that guy because he's a Tzaduki. And yeah, you can have all the Torah in the world. You can have all the chesed, all the mitzvahs in the world. Once you start down that road, it leads to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it leads to. You don't have to be such a machmir in hating your fellow Jew because it's a Tzaduki. That's an unbelievable word from the Tziv, no? If you think about it, isn't that the number one, not the number one issue, isn't that a big issue here in Klal Yisrael? Why do they hate you? It's all the Shem Shemayim. They don't hate you because they hate you. It's all the Shem Shemayim. He doesn't do this like me. He doesn't do that like me. It's all the Shem Shemayim.
It starts out
L'Shem Shemayim.
But it didn't end up that way.
What?
It didn't end up that way.
Among the Rabbanim, among the leaders, it stays that way. But among the Hamonam, it devolves into just you're different than me, so I hate you.
We see it in America.
You see it everywhere.
To your left is a communist.
That's right.
To your right is a fascist.
Exactly. You see it everywhere. But it always starts out L'Shem Shemayim. That's such a good word, no? Okay. Then it says, yeah. So you see from here that the big three, that Sinas Chinam, and you want to say, include in that, things that Sinas Chinam leads to, like speaking ill of people and not giving people the benefit of the doubt, all those mitzvahs, all those things, cause the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Which is why the Chavetz Chaim says, just the opposite of what the Chavetz Chaim says on the first page of Chavetz Chaim. Says, well, if Sinas Chinam brought the destruction, So the only way to bring the back is Avas Chinam. It's the only way to rectify it. Yeah. Avas, who is Avas Chinam? Some people do. People do. Right? Good people do. Anyway, Rishayim Hayu. Now this is a machlokas, who this is going on. Then it says, Rishayim Hayu, they were wicked, Ela Shetalu Bitchonim Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they believed in Hashem. So Asan Lemikdash Rishon, that's the first Beis HaMikdash. Dechiv, it says, so Rosheha B'Shochad Yishfotu, they will judge with Shochad, with bribery, V'Kohanecha B'Mechir Yoru, the Kohanim will charge money for their services, U'Neviyah B'Kesef Yikisumo, and the Neviyah also going to charge money for their services. Val Hashem Yishenu Lemar Halo Hashem Bekebenu Lotovan Lenu Ra. But don't worry about it, because we believe in Hashem, no bad's going to happen. Lefikach, Hashem knows better. Hevi Olei and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Gzeros. Hashem brought three Gzeros, Keneged Gimel Averos Shebi Adam. It corresponds to these three. Shenemar, number one, Lachain Begalalchem Tzion Tassadot Ticharesh. Tzion, which is reference to Yerushalayim, will be plowed over. Number two, Yerushalayim Ayin Tia, it'll be like just a mound. Harabayis Labamos Yar. Harabayis will become nothing. Umikdash Rishon lo hayu b'sinas chinam. What, in the first place of Mikdash there was no sinas chinam? It's not true, there was. For Ksivit says, I think this is in Yecheskel, Migure el cherev hayu es ami lochein sapok al yerech. V'amar Abelazar elu b'di adam she'ochlu v'shosim zeh em zeh. They ate with each other. V'dokrin zeh zeh. But they would pierce people with the sword of their tongues. So you see that in the first place of Mikdash, there was also Sinas Chinam. No, Hahi, that's only Minasi Yisraelhu. That was only by the upper, the Nasiim, the princes, the upper classes. Tziv, Zog Vihilel Ben Adam, Ki Hi Haisa Bami. Vitanya, Zog Vihilel Ben Adam, Yachal Lachal Talmud, Lachal Lachal, everyone, Talmud Lomar, he, B'chol, Nisiyeh, Yisrael. That was only by the princes. The average person didn't have that. The average person might have had other issues, either the big three, or like we said from Aaron Cutler, they didn't appreciate the Torah, so whatever they did was wrong. There's also a very, 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 very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Verbalazar, Darmi Tavayu, Rishonim, the first Beis HaMikdash, Shenizgala Avonam, that their sin was exposed, Nizgala Kitzam. Their end was revealed. They were told. It's only 70-year galus. However, Achronim, the second Beis HaMikdash, Shalon is Gala Avonim. The sin is not revealed. It's a hidden sin. Right? Hating people. It's not a public thing. It's not murderers and right. Lon is Gala Kitzam. The end was not revealed. So we don't know when it was still. We're still stuck here. We don't know when it's going to be. The Ben Yehuda says it's because you can't do tshuva if you don't think you're doing anything wrong. Yeah. So, you hear that?
Yeah.
You can't do tshuva. The whole thing is tshuva. So they said, wait a minute. We're here for 70, we're murdering people, a riot. We gotta do tshuva. We gotta change our ways. Ah, so you know what you did wrong. Change your ways. The galus will be over. Here, no one thinks did anything wrong. It's an unbelievable part, no? No one thinks did anything wrong. So we're still sitting here. After all 2,000 years. Listen to this. Amr Rabbi
Yochanan.
What?
Also.
Correct. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Tovet Siparon Shel Rishonim. The fingernails of the early first Beis HaMikdash is better than Mikreitzon Shel Achronim, from the stomach of the second Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't mean a person. It means of an animal. The fingernails of an animal. The hoof. You don't eat that. The stomach is the best part. The hoof of the animal is better than the stomach. Meaning, the first base of Mikdash, the people were better than the second base of Mikdash. Amalei Rosh Lakish, just the opposite. Just the opposite. Achronim Adifi, right? The second base of Mikdash was better. Aval Gav, the Ikka Shibin Malchios, even though there's Shibin Malchios, Oskipa Torah, they're learning Torah. We're in Galus over here, people learning Torah. Amalei, what are you talking about? Bira Tochiach, the base of Mikdash itself will show you're wrong. Why? Shechazel Rishonim, Velochazel Achronim. The first piece of Mikdash got to rebuilt. We haven't got it rebuilt yet. How can you say we're better? We can't get it rebuilt. How are we better? Shalos or Velazar, Rishonim Gedolim or Achronim Gedolim. Who is better? The people that got the first piece of Mikdash destroyed, or the people that got the second piece of Mikdash destroyed? Who's better? Amalem, Tinuay Nechem Babira. Go look at the Temple Mount. Right? First Beis HaMikdash got the second one built. We, there's a mosque over there now. We can't get it rebuilt. What do you mean? How are we better? How are we better? So what's Rosh Lakish thinking? Because we learned Torah in Galus, so we're better?
He's thinking the same way Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim when the 39 the law will come.
Right. Ikedi Amri, others say, Amalem Edechem Bira, that the Beis HaMikdash is a testimony that we're not better. Because they got it rebuilt and we can't get it rebuilt. Rish Lakish, Havisachi Biyardana. Rish Lakish was once bathing in the Yarden. Asa Rabbi Bar Barachana. Rabbi Bar Barachana came. Yohiv, listen to the story. Yohiv Luhu Yada. Yohiv Luhu Yada. He gave Rish Lakish his hand to pull him out of the river. Amalei, Rish Lakish says to him, Hashem, Sinina Luhu. He hates you guys. He hates you Babylonians. What he means to say is, if you would have gone back, you're not you. Your father, your great-grandfather, would have gone back to Eretz Yisrael together with Ezra, it never would have been destroyed. But he stayed here in Bavel. So Hashem can't stand that. Tichsiv, Imcho mihi nivne olea tiras ketef. If you build a wall, it'll be a crown of silver. V'yimdeles hi, and if it's a door, natzer oleha luach erez. There'll be like a wooden board or something. Imasi semat v'chem kechoma. If we would have all come back like a big wall, like in unison, Va'alisem kulchem bimei Ezra, and you would have all come back together with Ezra, nimshaltem kekesef. It would have been like silver. She'ein rock of sholitbo. Doesn't rot. Silver doesn't rot. So if we all would have come back in unison, the Beis HaMikdash never would have been destroyed. Achshav, now, shalisem kedalsos, now that you compare it to doors, that what? He came back like a door. Some over here, some over there. Some didn't come back. Many didn't come back. You're like Erez. Sharekev sholitbo. That it rots away. Wood rots. Everyone knows wood rots. My Erez. What does Erez mean? Amar Ula Sazmagur. A word called Sazmagur. My Sazmagur. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Abba Baskol. It means Baskol. Kedetanya. Mishemesu Nevim Hachronim. Zechariah, Chagai, Zechariah Malachai, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael, Vadayin Hayim Mishtamshin, Bebaskol. But they still had a Baskol, right? What he means to say is that if you would have all come back like that, there would still be a Baskol, we'd still have Asharas HaShchina. That's what he really means to say. We still have Asharas HaShchina. Now the Gemara asks, so that's also abiding Musar about staying in Galus when you have a chance to go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Rish Lakish, now one second. The Gemara wants to know, a side question. Would Rish Lakish even talk to this person, Rabbi Bar Barachana? Rish Lakish, mi mishtoi bahadi Rabbi Bar Barachana? Would Rish Lakish even talk to him? Uma, Rabbi Eliezer, demar da'arad Yisrael havi, he was the greatest leader of Israel, v'lo havi mishtoi Rish Lakish bahadi. And Rish Lakish wouldn't talk to him. Why? Demand the mishtoi Rish Lakish bahadei bashok. If you saw Rish Lakish talking to somebody in the street, you could know yavul iska below sadi. You could lend him money without edim. If Rish Lakish would talk to that guy in the street, Rish Lakish doesn't talk to stam anybody. So if he would, it doesn't mean saying hello. He'd talk to you and have spend time with you. Obviously, you were so trustworthy and such a good person. I would lend you money without even edim. That's how trustworthy you are. Anyway, he wouldn't even talk to Rabbi Lazar, the greatest man of the generation. So Bahadi Rabbi Mishtoi, he's busy with Rabbi Rabbachana? Doesn't make sense. So Gemara says, you're right, you have to change names. Amr of Papa, Shadi Gavra Benayo. One of these names has to be changed. It can't be Rish Lakish and it can't be Rabbi Rabbachana. Either Rish Lakish have a Ze'iri, either there was Rish Lakish and Ze'iri, or Rabbi Rabbachana have a Rabbi Elazar. Or it was Rabbi Rabbachana and Rabbi Elazar. It can't be Rish Lakish. Ki also lekaimei to Rabbi Yochanan, when it came back to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Lav Hainu Taima. That's not the reason that there was no Asheras HaShchina for the second Beis HaMikdash. It had nothing to do with people not coming back to Bavel. Nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with that. Even if every single Jew would have come back with Ezra, it still wouldn't be Asheras HaShchina. Why not? Because Inami Sliku Kulu Bimei Ezra. Even if everybody came back with Ezra, Lo Havisharya Shchina B'Mikdasheni. There still wouldn't have been a Shchina in the second Beis HaMikdash. Why not? The Tziv, it says in Parashas Noach, of all places, Yaft Elokim Liefes, Vyishkon Ba'ohal Eshem. They're going to Yafta l'kim l'yafis means Yafis has broadness, and they're going to dwell in the tent of Shem. Af agaf, the Yafta l'kim l'yafis, even though Yafta l'kim l'yafis, even though Hashem's going to broaden Yafis, ein shechina shora ela ba'al Hashem. The shechina only rests by Shem, meaning that the Beis HaMikdash itself has to be built by Jews. And the second Beis HaMikdash was not built by Jews. It was built by Yefes. How do you know it was built by Yefes? Because who built the second Beis HaMikdash? Persia. Now the Gemara says, U'parsoi min olam de Yefes. How do you know Persia comes from Yefes? And that's the whole, that we'll get to tomorrow. The whole Amud Aleph tomorrow, the entire Amud Aleph, except about the two dots, is all agadata about all the names at the end of Parshas Noach. Who are all these people? So, since Persia built the second Beis HaMikdash, there's no Shechina. Because Hashem only resides in Ohel Shem, not Ohel Yefes. Yafto l'kim l'yefes. Yefes gets a bracha, whatever it is, 100%. But V'yishkan ba'ol Hashem, Hashem only dwells in there, and therefore, even, says Rish Lakish, it's wrong, even if the whole Klai Yisrael would have come back together with what's his name, with Ezra, it wouldn't have made a difference. There wouldn't have been the Shekhinah. Alright? Interesting Gemara, a lot of good stuff. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.